Thanks for tuning into Upward Way Podcast. If you're looking to be spiritually blessed, moved, and inspired, there is no doubt you are in the right place. On our show, guests recount their encounter with Christ and how their lives have been transformed through the grace and love of God. And now, please welcome our host.
Hello and welcome to Upward Way. I am your host, Marlon Walters. Today I have two special guests who have joined us on the podcast. Usually I do the introduction, but today I'll allow them just to introduce themselves. One is a bit of a repeat guest, but it's really good to have someone coming for a second or a third. So you may now just introduce yourself briefly for the listening audience.
Well, my name is Alicia Ike, and I'm a musician and worship leader from Ontario in Canada, and I'm really happy to be here.
And my name is Kay Anthony. I'm originally from Jamaica, migrated to Canada. I'm currently in grad school in Michigan.
Awesome. So we have a nice blend. You know, we have a lady and a gentleman, and as is customary, the lady went first. So I'm going to start with you, Alicia. You know, it's your first time here on the Upward Way podcast. Can you share just a little as to how you got into music and music recording?
For me, it's always been in my heart and in my bones, really. I grew up in a very musical family. My mom is a singer-songwriter. She's a worship leader. My dad ran a summer camp, a kids camp, where he was, you know, in kids ministry. So I kind of grew up around the idea that God gives you gifts to use for his kingdom. I remember falling asleep when I was a kid to hearing my mom just on her guitar singing, writing songs. So for me, it was kind of something I just naturally went into. And as a kid, that was like, if someone asked me, what do you want to be when you're older? I'd just say a singer. That was just, I've just always loved to sing. So it wasn't until I was probably more like high school age that I started getting involved in church, leading worship, and really gaining confidence in, you know, just what God's given me to use for his kingdom. So that's something I think I slowly discovered at the church I was at. And then in my 20s, it was when I started writing I self-produced and recorded an EP. I think I was 21. My first one is called Always With You. And that was really like the first time I was like, you know what, I'm going to figure this out and just see where it takes me. And I just fell in love with that process of writing and being creative with God, sharing what's on my heart. And so songwriting's just become my outlet and my way that I feel like I can communicate with God and he talks to me. And so it's just become this really cool thing that I've journeyed with God in. And every season of my life, whether it was when I was single, going to college, I actually went to college in Providence College in Manitoba for a year. I did YWAM after that, got married, like have had four kids. So there's been a lot of, you know, moments where I've pursued music and then stopped and then pursued music and then stopped, just kind of waiting on God's time. So this has been fun to kind of hop back into the car and drive a little bit and just feel like I'm, you know, getting my toes back in the water as far as like writing and just sharing what God's put on my heart. So it's been a very long journey, probably 15 years of writing and recordings, but it's something I love to do. And I feel his presence when I sing and when I'm involved with other people and doing that. My dream is just to be used by him. So it's such a cool opportunity to work with Kevin and Lloyd on this song and really jump back in. So yeah, that's my story in a nutshell.
Yes, quite a story. And you know, I was just thinking to say you started writing songs 1 year ago and you have done so much because you're saying you started at 20. You don't look too much different from a 20-year-old. So that's awesome. I must apologize to the audience. Lloyd should have been here, but he is unable to be here, but you will hear from him at a later date. Over to you, Kevin. You know, how did you both, you know, connect yourself, Alicia Ike, and also Lloyd?
How did I meet Alicia? I think we first came across each other on social media, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was where we first met, and then we met at the GMA's Covenant Award in Canada. I think it was pretty easy. I can't remember how the conversation was started. We spoke a bit about possible working together, and it took some time, I think, to happen. But when it started, I was stressed, I would say. Knowing the capability of Lloyd Nix, I thought it would have been a cool idea to have him being a part of the writing process. I really met Alicia on social media. So, you know, social media have the capability of doing wonders.
Yes, and I wanted to ask something about that, because for so long we have been hammered, stay away from social media, be careful about who you connect with. But I suppose, just like, you know, any meetup, there are advantages and disadvantages. So, you know, for you, Alicia, you know, what would you say about, you know, let's say the power of social media for connection?
I 100% love social media and 100% hate it. I do think it's like anything that we have in this world, is that, you know, we should be following the voice of God in whatever we're, you know, endeavoring to do. So I've loved it to just connect with people that I never would have. I think Kevin and I started talking after it was the GMA awards that were not in person. They were actually only online because of COVID. And so we started writing. I think he asked about production. I just said, hey, I love your music. And it was very kind of surface. And then both of us were like, hey, why don't we write something? This would be fun. And so I really feel like actually a lot of beauty and creative stuff that can come out of social media that never would have, because I never would have met Kevin, most likely. And, you know, maybe at the GMAs this year that were in person, but I think that God can use anything. You know, it's not that social media is evil. It's that people abuse it and use it for the wrong things. And I feel like God can redeem that. And he's been able to create this song that we wrote together, you know, bringing Lloyd in, who's in a total other place in the world. So, you know, all three of us were recording in separate places and able to kind of merge something that sounds so unified, because it is, because our hearts are really in the same place. So I think it's great.
And as you, you know, preface, I would give you a chance, you know, to talk about this latest project. So you have a song, I know by the time the interview is aired, it would have already been released, but the song says Back to Jesus. And I just love the title, you know, Back to Jesus. So the first thing that jumped out at me was the length of the song. I was singing, you know, how do you remember, you know, all that lyrics? But then when I listened, I realized, oh, it's so easy to really remember. So talk us, you know, through what's the backstory. I'm sure, I know it's a collaboration, so I know it would not have been written by one person, but listening to it, looking at the lyrics, it just synchronized, you know, you don't see a separation. So I don't know who wants to start first, but, you know, what's the backstory?
Alicia is the mastermind behind the song. If my memory is right, she was actually working on it before. She had a concept that she wanted to bring forward, and we had spoken about it. So I think it's fair for her to talk about it.
Okay, over to you, Alicia.
Sure. Yeah, this song, you know, we've just come out of COVID and a lot of isolation and a lot of, I would say, pretty tough times, stressful times for a lot of people. And I remember I just sat down and I had someone very personal, very close to me, really struggling with trusting God and anxiety, like actual physical anxiety happening. And I've just seen this over and over again in a lot of people in my life, where they're just so overwhelmed with fear and are really struggling to trust God, are really struggling to even believe in God. And so I sat down at the piano and the only line that came to my head was, it all comes back to Jesus, the person of Jesus. And so I wrote that down and I started singing that, the chorus. And I wrote the verse, the first verse and the chorus is all I had when I brought it to Kevin. But it really just, it's my heart on a plate, you know? I just felt like it's so simple, but it's a message that I feel like our world needs to be reminded of, is that the gospel and the grace of God is simple, that he is the one that gives that to us when we choose to trust him. And when you trust Jesus, fear doesn't have a place anymore, because you're trusting him in his goodness and in his foundation. And so I wrote that out. And then I think I also referenced it to Matthew 7, which is talking about, you know, that you should build your house upon a rock, and when the storm comes and the rain comes, that your house will not fall, because you're standing on the rock. And then it talks about if you build your house on sinking sand, and when the rain comes and the storms come, you're going to be washed away. And I feel like this psalm, that it sums up sort of like an epidemic of that's happening in our world, of sinking sand. I feel like people are just sinking and desperate to hold on to something that is real and true. And that's where this came from for me, a reminder for myself, a reminder for the people around me, and a reminder for the church to rise up and to say, no, like, we're not going to allow the storm to dictate our belief. We're gonna stand on the truth of who Jesus is. This song was really personal that way for me. I brought it to Kevin, and we kind of branched out from there and wrote the other verses and the bridge with Lloyd and stuff. So this song to me is a reminder. It's just a reminder of the simplicity of the gospel.
Before Kevin jumps in, what I really love as I listen is the fact that the lyrics, it's Bible-based, it's Bible-themed, because, you know, we can write, we can come up with beautiful words, but at least for me, it should be based on what is in the Bible. So Kevin, let me not shorten your time.
That's fine. We often have faith when everything is okay. This song is saying that you should still see beyond the current experience, the current challenges and the struggles that you're facing. And if you're not able to, it's encouraging you to go back to Jesus, because he will be able to walk you through the crucibles, the challenges, the hurdles that you face. And this song speaks to me strongly. The first time she sang the verse in the chorus, I was like, for sure, it's an anthem, and it should be an anthem for our hearts, always wanting to go back to Jesus.
I like that, an anthem going back to Jesus. Very beautiful back story, and, you know, we'll be able to listen, or we are listening already. But the other question has to do with, you know, are there similar projects in the pipeline, or, you know, for you as an artist, meaning other collaborations?
I'll let you go, Kevin.
This won't be our last time working together. I think it was easy for us to work together. We have common understanding. We are all into music for the same reason, giving God glory, pointing people to Jesus Christ. And so for sure, Alicia is a good friend or sister. And so we'll definitely be doing more stuff together and support each other. I'm a strong believer in community, and just elevating each other and just give support where we can. As an independent artist, it's very hard, and it's very competitive. And I try not to do that, especially if I'm close to people. But whatever direction I can point them into, I gladly do it. Even if I didn't get that support when I just started, that makes it more important for me to do that. My pastor always speak about legacy. In you existing and walking in your purpose, you should also leave a legacy. And that legacy can come with you supporting and helping someone else. Doesn't matter if they become better than you, that's fine. As long as you have fulfilled what God has created you to carry out. And I believe that meeting Alicia wasn't a coincidence. Meeting you, Marlon, isn't a coincidence. And so what is it that God is calling me in this time to do? How can I let him use me to give him glory in whatever way? One of the ways is being supportive to each other and building a community.
Yes, I'm going to piggyback on that statement of support, but I'm going to allow Alicia to respond first, and then I will come back to that point about support.
Yeah, I really feel like God I think this is almost with anything, that he does ordain people to, you know, come into your life, whether it's for support, whether it's for challenge, whatever. But this relationship's been so great for me in the sense that I felt God calling me back into writing more, and just putting his message out in whatever way I could. But Kevin's been such a huge support that way. Like when he says that he wants to support other artists, he really does mean it, because he's been a huge encouragement to me. Even the fact that he wanted to work with me was a big encouragement. And I think that that's what the body of Christ should be doing. That's what musicians should be doing, is, you know, we're sharpening each other. We're going, hey, like, we're not just an arm, we're an arm and a heart and a leg and we're a whole body, you know, and God calls us to work together to allow his kingdom to move forward. And so I think in the music industry, I would say they're not very good at that. I think a lot of artists are very independent, and they don't want to collaborate, and they don't necessarily want to uplift each other because they want to get ahead. And this is, I mean, not just in the music industry, this is just humans. But I've really been so blessed meeting Lloyd and Kevin, because I feel like, one, their hearts are for God, not themselves. I've felt so encouraged in my art, in my, you know, voice, in my message, in my story. And I think that's what happens when you partner with people. So for me, I'm excited for what's ahead. I'm doing another collaboration with another Canadian artist. Hopefully that'll be in the next couple months, which I'm really excited about. But I know Lloyd, Kevin, and I have talked about hopefully continuing to write more and move in a direction that's allowing more people to collaborate, because I think that that's God's heart. That's his church. So I'm really excited for that. And I hope to work with both of them again. It's been a really cool, long process because we're all in different places, and, you know, trying to meet up and get three busy people together to write, it takes actual effort and work. But it's been a really cool process, not putting a time limit on this song. It's been over a year in the works, like since we started writing till now. And I actually think that's beautiful, because it's just kind of allowing God to, you know, we're not forcing it. We were just like, okay, let's meet again and let's work on this. And even the recording process, like we had, I don't know, 10 different mixes. Like Lloyd and Kevin gave, my brother Timothy Mann is the producer of the song, and they did some vocals with their friend Angie, and, you know, sent way more than I had asked, you know, than we had asked for. And so it was super awesome. Like we got their vocals back and I was blown away. And then it was cool because I could take what they did and really be inspired to do what I did. And it was just this really cool collaboration that I felt like wasn't forced. And I think that that is rare. Usually when you're working with other artists, it's pretty forced, or it's awkward, or it's just new. And this felt really natural. So yeah, it was really great.
Yes. So I have to jump back to both of you. So let me go back to Kevin first. You know, you talk about wanting to support others. And if the audience could remember when you did your personal interview, you shared that at first, you know, the frustration when, you know, support wasn't coming. And I could say, do a comparison with hearing stories during my undergraduate years of persons saying, you know, I went to university, there were persons from my community and so on. And there were some of them who said, my time was tough, I'm going to make your time tough. While a few would say, you know, I'm there to help. So why is support so important, even when you yourself didn't get that kind of a support?
I think I follow my heart. I can tell when God is speaking to me, because you're not going to be able to help everyone.
True.
I think Alicia was just cool. And I could hear her heart. I have been in a place where I've been depressed, where I'm not able to follow through with the outlet that God has given to me. At that point, I could sense that she wanted to get back into it. I'd listened to her stuff before. I think she's an awesome gift to the church. And so I said, based on what I was impressed, that, yeah, I should work with her. It's crazy, because I was supposed to do something with Lloyd for Black. 2-3 years ago, we still haven't done it yet. But I also felt led to called him and said, I want you to be a part of this, just because I believe in the message that she wanted the world to hear. It's a simple question. I don't know if I have the right answer more than the fact that I feel led to work with her. You have people hitting me up all the time wanting to work. Sometimes, I don't know, I will sit and I will look at the person and I get an impression that the person's intention isn't clear. And so I will not be interested at all. Sometimes it's because some person just want to, they might think you have a wave and they just want to ride with that wave. For me, it's very important to build a relationship. And we have established some form of relationship. We have talk. And so it feels organic. It doesn't feel forced. She didn't pay me. And I will do collect if, yeah, but in this case, no, I felt that I really wanted to be a part of her journey and allowing the world to hear a bit more. Since I've given her, probably a little bit of a platform. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you said it before. So there was a point in time I was bitter. I was bitter because I didn't get the support that I was expecting. But I learned that expectation can be evil to yourself. And so don't go searching for what you are expecting from people, but more so, allow God to lead you and to guide you, because he will never make a mistake. That specific door needs to be opened. He will open it. And no man can shut that door. And if that door needs to stay shut, you can force it, but it's going to create some issues. And so I just believe in just walking into that. And so how we met, the conversations we had, just felt like it was leading into that direction. And I just followed that path. And yeah, it was just natural.
Powerful sermon. I'm saying a sermon. But it's really powerful. And it's important. You know, God has to be the one to lead. And he will point you to the right person. So, you know, Alicia, you shared about the way things unfolded. Though you are in, let's say, North America, put it that way, you're not at the same place. So, you know, you have to be submitting. So to collaborate with someone who is in a different geographical location, you know, how easy? I'm asking the impossible question first. How easy is it? And then, you know, what's the workload like? Because I know it's not easy, but how easy is it? And what's the workload? Because I'm sure there are other individuals who may have a similar ambition and they are wondering, mm-hmm. you know, how do we pull this off? So that's the reason for this question.
I think nothing that is valuable ever comes easy. I think that working with somebody in a different country or, you know, where you're not local together is always harder because you can't just get together and like spend a day together or spend an afternoon or get to know each other's families or, you know, like where these relationships just kind of organically happen and then you flow into writing, you know, worship together and you flow into writing. So this was different in a way because we, you know, I've got four kids. I've got two-year-old twins. I've got a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old. And, you know, so for me, my life is busy just in general. If I wasn't doing music, it would be busy. So for me, like, I think the encouragement of partnering with Kevin and Lloyd was really cool because, well, one, it forced me to prioritize this. So I think when you're collaborating with people, like, it doesn't matter where you are. We have such amazing tools that we can be using. And we just, you know, picked a time and stuck with it. And I think follow through. If anyone is listening to this that is an artist that loves to write, wants to do this more, I feel like God gives us opportunity to be disciplined and steward the gift that he's given us. And I think for a few years, I didn't have the capacity to really invest a lot of time into that. And you know what? I was okay with that, actually. I think that, again, like when things are forced and like what Kevin said, if you're trying to force the door open, it's not going to open unless God is saying, yes, it's the time. And so for me, I was in a season of having kids and really focusing on my family. And I did an album about 3 years ago now. And that was a window of time that my kids, my two older ones were a bit older and I was pregnant and I didn't have babies to look after. And I felt like God said to me, do this, like do this album, because this is the time for you. And so I did it, and I felt very nervous doing it, you know, but there was this part of me that, because I knew God said yes, I did it. And I felt like he gave me the discipline to prioritize that. And so now this is a similar feeling for me. I felt like I started writing and connected with Kevin. And as I was working with Kevin and then also Lloyd, I was like, you know what? I think this is the right time. And I felt like God told me, start writing, not just this song, but start writing again and really move so that, like, start preparing so that when he does open the door, I actually have something to bring to the table. And so I think that, I just think that any opportunity you get, if you're not prepared for it, it's going to be a hard thing for you to walk into. So doing what God says every day and going, hey, God, what do you want me to do today? And he may say, sit down at the piano, start writing something. And it may not be a finished song, but it's something. And just stewarding what God's given you. If this is your heart to do something similar, we'll start doing it. And just don't have big ambitions. Don't try and plan out the whole road ahead. Just start doing what he has given you and then follow the open doors when they come. And I think we just try to force way too much. And God's like, hey, just hold your horses. Like, I got it. You know, I'm going to lead you. There's a scripture in the Bible that says a man will plan his ways, but the Lord will direct his steps. And that's been a huge one for me, that I need to be planning. I need to be actually doing something, but he's the one that's going to direct it. And he's going to, you know, bring it to where it needs to go. So that's my encouragement to anyone, whether it's music or anything, like, just do what God's put before you and step out in faith, steward it well. And then when he opens those doors, you're ready to say yes.
That should be the tagline for this interview. Start working, planning, whatever it is, so that when God opens the door, you are ready. It sounds like an advice I gave to someone some years ago. But yes, we have to be ready. And, you know, I really love that. This will be the final question I think I will toss at you. As it relates to, you know, music production, working, I know there are highs and there are lows, but do you ever get tired? I'm going to start with Kevin first. And because, you know, you both have family and you both have young children. Yes, Kevin doesn't carry them in the tummy or in the womb, but, you know, he plays his role. But do you ever get tired, you know, when you have to do these projects? Same question for both.
I am tired right now, but I try not to focus on my current state or how I'm feeling, because it's a feeling. And your feelings is impacted by many things. What I look on is, what is it that I need to accomplish now? And if I think that this is priority, even though I'm tired, I'm going to push through, because I'm a goal-oriented individual. Sometimes that's bad. Sometimes that's good. And so it doesn't matter what's happening around. I'm just going to try to find, how can I navigate this? And I will talk to God about it also. And God has been so good. He has always placed the persons in my life. My wife, my family is great support for what I do. And so that makes it easier.
Lovely. Support again. Alicia, your turn. Same question.
Yeah, I've got 4 kids under 8. So I'm always tired. I haven't not been tired for 8 years. but in all seriousness, with music, yeah, there's been definitely times where it's been very hard and very lonely. It's often lonely, I find, when you're stepping out on a limb with something that God's told you, but maybe not everyone around you. So I feel like as I've gotten older, I've become a lot more daring to just do what God says to do, whether I'm tired, whether, you know, people get it, whether people might judge my motives or any of it, whether I get support. There's been many seasons of my life where I've stepped out in what I thought God was telling me to do, and I didn't get a lot of support. You know what, looking back, I'm proud of that I still did what I felt genuinely called to doing. So yeah, I think the balance of family and music and church and all of it, I think you should be tired be honest, in life, like, you should be giving all that you got, you know, for this life, and not in an irresponsible way. But I think God calls us to an exciting life that is actually full of a lot of risk and a lot of, like, uncertainty, where you're stepping out going, okay, God, I'm going to trust you. This is what I thought, you know, you said. It would be a lot easier for me to just not do this and chill out at home with my family, and a lot less stressful. But would that be rewarding? Would that be what God's called me to do? Would I look back on my life and go, you know, did I miss what he's asked me to do? I don't want to live that way. So for me, I've just come to the reality that I just am tired and I will be, but it's like a deep discipline and energy actually that comes when I feel like I'm doing what God's asked me to do. Similar to Lloyd, Kevin, that I'm a goal-oriented person. I'm a very big visionary. I'm kind of always thinking about what's next and where can I go now and what can I do now. So I think that's a good thing, but sometimes it can be bad because I feel like God is sometimes telling me to just be content where you're at as well and to not miss where you're at. So over the years, I feel like I'm learning to find the balance of that, to just push through. And if God says to do it, whether you are tired or not getting the support you want or not, but also to, like, be present in the moment and really not put too much expectation on my life. So I think that a little tiredness is okay.
Being tired for the right cause. Let me say thanks for taking the time to talk with us today. My guests today have been Kay Anthony and also Alicia Ike, gospel recording artist based in, let's say, North America for the best. Of course, you know, they have been working on this project for quite a bit, but we are thankful that God has caused it to be finished, released May 3rd, 2024, and you are encouraged to go out and get your copy. But just to do a little recap, at least to share, you know, the summative of what this interview has been about in a nutshell. Of course, they are together because of the latest project, the song Back to Jesus. And, you know, it's a powerful song. It speaks to, or maybe let's say the birth of the song is from personal struggles we all face in life, you know, with doubt, anxiety. But the song is saying, with everything, the answer is found when you go back to Jesus. And Alicia shared earlier that, you know, the song, it's around the story of the wise and foolish builders. One is building on the rock, one is building on the sand. But the thing is, we should build on Christ, the solid rock, because all other ground is sinking sand. And as is customary on this, you know, platform, before we go, do you have any parting words to share with the listeners?
I just want to encourage whoever is listening to this to just stop for a moment and take time to get to know your Savior more. Discipline your heart to seek after him and find out who he is personally, because he truly is a solid foundation to stand on. And the peace that comes from that is so beautiful. So I hope that you listen to this song, and really, I hope it speaks deeply to your heart and just calms the storm that's kind of around you and just allows you to rest in Christ.
Life comes in seasons, I would say. And so you could be going through depression, you could be going through loneliness, you could be going through different obstacles. But it doesn't matter what you're going through, you could be going through the best season of your life. You should still go back to Jesus.
Despite the seasons, we should still go back to Jesus. One thing I must say before I close out is that both Lloyd and Alicia will be back or will be here to share their story. So that's why today you didn't hear too much about Alicia's personal story, but they'll be on to share their individual stories. You've been in tune to Upward Way. Do join us again next week when we'll have another interesting guest sharing his or her story of faith. Subscribe to weekly episodes on the Apple, AWR, Loud Voice, Spotify, Stitcher, or Podcast Guru apps. And of course, you're welcome to visit Upward Way Facebook page. Click like and leave a comment. Until then, I'm Marlon Walters saying goodbye. May God bless you.
You've been listening to the Upward Way podcast, the number one audio production show for people who want encouragement and reassurance in a muddled world.